This special edition in-depth program on our first responders is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, the Pleasantville Clinic and E.J. McKeever Clinic, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Marion County Auto Body, Knoxville Raceway, and the Marion County Fair Association. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Capstone Behavioral Health, Don's Heating and Cooling, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Hewitt Service Center in Monroe, Anytime Fitness, and McCall Monument. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, our first responders work to keep us safe. Where we run from danger, they run towards it. Many of our volunteer first responders work in local businesses. How does one large local business work with their first responders on staff, and what do those first responders do, and why do they do it? In the third part of a special 10-part in-depth series, let's go in-depth with Jody Pothoven, Mary Van Zante, Lance Van Zee, and Jim Walker with the Pella Corporation. Mary, a lot of volunteers at Pella Corp, no?
Absolutely.
A lot of first responders?
Yes, there are. We have a volunteer recognition program that after volunteers give 50 hours of service, we provide recognition awards of $100 in their name to the charity of their choice. And that's open to our team members as well as their spouses. And the first responders are probably the largest group we have that take advantage of that program.
How many do you think there are? A dozen, 50?
Last year we had 147 awards that we gave. And, you know, without checking, I would guess that maybe a fourth of those go to team members who are active in their fire departments.
As EMTs or firefighters, deputy reserves, Pella PD reserves, all kinds of things, I bet.
The whole spectrum, yes.
Well, then it sounds like if I'm going to have my heart attack, this is an okay place to have it, huh?
Yes, in addition to what they do in their communities, we also have a really strong brigade here that are service first responders in case there's an emergency here at work.
Okay, and we have some Pella Corps employees here and spouses of Pella Corps employees here that are going to talk about some of their efforts. And Lance, let's start with you. You're on the Pella Fire Department.
That's right. Been on the department for about 11 years now, and it's just a great group of guys to work with. I just enjoy contributing to the community, and, you know, it's a lot of fun, and it just feels good to help folks out in whatever they need.
And your wife works at Pella Corp.
Right. She's worked here for about 15 years, and she introduced me to the program that Mary mentioned, and I think it's great that they recognize the volunteers, and it's awesome.
And so why do you do it? I mean, you said briefly, but I mean, really, why do you do it? Why do you go out there any time of the day or night?
I think just being part of the community and, you know, contributing whatever I can is important. Like I said, it's a great organization. It feels good to be part of a group that, you know, we have great camaraderie, and it's fun, and it feels good to help folks out in their time of need, whatever it may be. You know, we see some pretty ugly situations every now and then, and it just feels good to be there to lend a hand.
Well, and there's the fire situation that people are used to thinking about, too. But being next to 163, that's a pretty dangerous highway. And you guys are out there all the time, aren't you?
We do get called out pretty frequently. We assist with the Pella Community Ambulance, even though we're just basic first responders with basic life support. So none of us are trained EMTs, but we go to help with traffic situations and to control the traffic and get folks to slow down on the highways while they're out there on their doing their first response. And it does get fairly busy, especially this time of year.
Well, and it just amazes me. It can be icy and foggy, and those people still think they're at the racetrack heading down 163, don't they?
Yeah, so this would be a great opportunity to just remind folks to please slow down when the driving conditions are not so favorable, and especially when you see flashing lights out there, to just slow down and use caution.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on our first responders is brought to you in part by Hubes Garage, Vermeer Corporation, Iowa State Savings Bank, Pella Roll Screen Foundation, Dan's Plumbing and Heating in Knoxville, and the Knoxville Police Department and Knoxville Fire and Rescue. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pleasantville Schools, Knoxville Regional Livestock Market, Marion County Public Health Department, Morris Roofing, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, and the Knoxville Area Anesthesia Services with Steve Eck.
I continued my conversation with Jody Pothoven, Mary Van Zante, Lance Van Zee, and Jim Walker with the Pella Corporation. And Jody, you work at Pella Corp too?
Yes, I do.
And what do you do here?
I'm a production coordinator for the lumber plant. I oversee production activities for all the U-cells, which they press up wood and make parts for other areas in the plant.
And you're a first responder, too. What do
yes.
you
Yes. I'm also a firefighter EMT. I've been on the insurance department for 10 years now. I'm also a brigade member here at Pella Corp, and I've been doing that for 6 years.
Brigade member, tell me what that is.
I'm one of 12 guys that we have here at Pella Corporation that some of us are EMTs as well as firefighters. Some aren't. If we have a response here in the factory, that's what I respond to, and with whether it be a chemical spill, somebody injures themselves, or fire, we do all of them.
And so you're right here, and you're able to help coordinate that effort.
Yep.
And you know the plant like the back of your hand, I bet.
Pretty much. I've been here 23 years, so.
All right, so this is a good place for me to have my heart attack. There's an EMT sitting here right here. I'm interviewing. Well, there's no good place for it. but that's pretty cool. And so you have people like you throughout the company.
Yes. On day shift, we have six EMTs, so we're staffed pretty well. The other two shifts, not quite so much, but they're working on it.
Going to grow that effort.
Mm-hmm.
And Pella Corp give you this kind of support that you need?
Yes, they do. Yep. Very well.
And so what's it like? Do you look at Pella Corp as you wander the hallways or you're looking at the plant? Do you think about it different from just a regular worker, one that isn't an EMT, a first responder, a firefighter?
Oh, somewhat a little bit. I look to see if there's anything that could possibly be a danger to somebody else, more so than probably the average workers.
And so you're always analyzing?
Yeah, always looking to see, you know, if we had a fire here or there or wherever, you know, how am I going to get all these people out of here in a timely manner so nobody gets hurt, things like that.
Do they know that you're somebody that knows how to do all of this? Are you identified as a first responder, or just everybody knows?
On our ID badges, we actually have a little cross that shows that we're a brigade member. But everybody in the lumber plant knows that myself as well as Eric Stone are EMT firefighters for the brigade.
And so if things go wrong, things go south, they're going to pay attention to you and do what you say?
Yep. They do a very good job of that.
Do you have training in that kind of thing?
We have training 2 times a month.
2 times a month?
Yep.
Wow. For everybody or just you guys?
Just for the brigade members.
The brigade members.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the rest of the plant knows how to respond to your...
Yes, we have usually 2 or 3 drills a year, like an evacuation drill, and we'll have a fire drill. And a tornado drill. So
you're prepared for that?
Yep, very well.
And so do you have written down plans that you study? How does that work?
We have written plans. Also, each of the managers have a mustering sheet. So if we do have an evacuation, everybody goes there and musters. And if they're not in that area, they're in a, say they're in a different area of the plant, they get a hold of the manager there, and then they put them down on their muster sheet and also call the manager that they're attached to, so we get an accountability of everybody.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on our first responders is brought to you in part by Pleasantville State Bank, Griffin Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, Raymaker Screen Printing, Two Rivers Cooperative, Verduft Agency, Central Cellular, and the Pella Walmart. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dave's Pro Auto, Kooning Plumbing and Heating, Boats Home Furnishings, Dowie Pest Control, Van Haften Racing and Otley, and Pella Lock and Key. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Jody Pothoven, Mary Van Zante, Lance Van Zee, and Jim Walker with the Pella Corporation.
And so let's just say something goes wrong. Let's just say there's a fire, and Pella Fire Department is responding. Lance here is coming with the rest of the crew. Do you convey information to them as they come? How do they interact with you?
We try to convey as much information to dispatch when we get them headed on the way. So.
And will they recognize you? Does
it might not necessarily be me. It could be any one of the brigade members might be calling dispatch to say, hey, we need Pella Fire at such and such place here at Pella Corp.
And Lance, when you're responding, do you know that there's brigade members that will tell you what?
Yeah, over the years, we have responded a few times here. But I have to say that the brigade at Pella Corp does a fantastic job, because we know when we get a call at Pella Corp, they've got something serious happening, because I don't know how many times over the years that it, you know, they can handle many of their situations on their own. And so we know that when they call up for us, then it's a big deal. So
you work as a team.
Exactly. Yes. There's always somebody that's involved with Pella Corp that will direct us where we need to go so that we can respond in the quickest time available. And in most cases, they've kind of got things under control, but they just want an extra backup, and so that's what we're here for.
And Jim, you're a first responder too.
I am.
And you work at Pella Corp.
I do, for 37 years.
37 years. Wow. And so you know the plant like the back of your hand too.
I do. I'm not on the brigade. I've got my application in. I've always wanted to, and when the openings come up, but there's always somebody ahead of me that got their application in before. So being as part of emergency management and first responders, I know the importance of having the right people in the right places, and we've got a good crew here.
And you work over in Mahaska County as a volunteer first responder?
I do. I belong to a program called CERT, and it's through the Mahaska County Emergency Management. And what my chore as a first responder is when the professionals or even the volunteer fire department, I'm there to assist them so that I can direct traffic so they can worry about the fire or the emergency or the evacuation from a car or something. But I was told I'm just as part of an evacuation or a volunteer situation as these guys. So
you're there to help out in any way that the people controlling the situation see fit.
That's right. We stay at home until my pager goes off or my phone and said, we need you. And then we go and see what the incident command has to say, and then they put us to work.
So in mainly a supporting role?
Pretty much, but we also, in case of a major disaster like a tornado would hit in my hometown, I would set up and take care of my neighborhood, and I could be like the incident command in that situation. So I am trained in first aid CPR, and I can do the same thing as what these volunteers can, but when the professionals come, then they want me to hand it over, then I hand it over to them. So I'm support, but yet I can be right on the main lines too.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on our first responders is brought to you in part by Laley USA, Dr. Kurt Vanderplew, Precision Pulley and Idler, McGriff's of New Sharon, Golf Cars of Iowa, Enfeld Meat Market, Pella Engraving, Pella Regional Health Center, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, and U.S. Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety at KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player and catch up on In-Depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Windmill Mall Antiques, Vandenberg's, Central Cellular in Pella, Knoxville, and Sully, Franklin Street Clothing, Meniga Pest Control, Cabinet Design Appella, West End Auto, and Community First Credit Union.
I continued my conversation with Jody Pothoven, Mary Van Zante, Lance Van Zee, and Jim Walker with the Pella Corporation.
Well, and you just got back from helping out with the recovery of Hurricane Sandy, didn't you?
I did. I spent 10 days out there with the New Sharon, a couple of New Sharon firefighters and one from Sully, and I did.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? That must have been incredible. What a disaster.
For being in Iowa and you see the devastation from a tornado, it's nothing but water can do. Mike Vandermolen from Sully and myself had never been involved in any kind of disaster like that, and to see total devastation from 8 foot of water to 13 foot of water in basements, and to see the homes, and the main thing that we found out was being a recovery person was just to be there for the people, and that's what first responders are there. You ask Lance, why do we do it? You can't tell you why we do it. It's just what we do. It's something that drives us. We're the watchdogs. We care about people, and sometimes people just need that hand that can do it.
And so how did you get into that effort? Was there a call for volunteers, and you just raised your hand? How did that happen?
For New York?
Yeah, for New York.
The New Sharon fire chief had been involved in many disasters for before, like Katrina, Joplin, and he had contacts throughout New York, and actually he had contacted somebody here in Iowa that had somebody in New York, and he put the call out, said, we're available if you need us, and we sat tight for 10 days waiting for somebody to call. We just don't go out. We do just like the volunteer fire department, and we wait till we're called. And we got a call from New York, and the guy says, we need you, and we need you now. And so we loaded up the New Sharon trailer, took a van, drove 18 hours, and as soon as we got there, we changed into work boots and went straight to work.
And what did you do?
The first day we got there, we unloaded trucks. I now know what a fire line is for 18 hours. We did that for 8 hours one day, and the next day we just unloaded trucks after trucks. And where we were at was at Breezy Point, which was one of the strongest hit points. And they were just getting into the relief efforts, and so we had truckloads of food, cleaning supplies, water, clothes. And we just made it into a Catholic church was their home base. And we spent time just loading up things to get ready for them to organize to help the people get started on their recovery.
That's backbreaking work.
I was glad that we had ibuprofen. Yes, it was hard work, but it doesn't take long to get back in shape once you do it all the time, and it was tiring. And I won't tell you that I wasn't tired and hurt when I come back, but it changed my outlook on why we do what we do, and I wouldn't do anything else.
How'd it change your outlook?
My life's not as bad as some people have it.
It can always be worse.
It can be worse.
We're pretty lucky here in central Iowa.
So far we have been. We always fight tornadoes and thunderstorms and hail and ice and all that, but the main thing is all of us as first responder is we want the people to realize they need to prepare too, and let them know that we're out there, we'll help them, but they need to help themselves also.
Well, that sounds like good advice. You guys, Lance, Jody, do you have any advice or any last thing you'd like to share with the listening audience?
I'll mention for the fire department that smoke alarms, I guess, can be lifesavers. So just take a minute to check the batteries in your smoke alarms. Test them, you know, a couple times a year. Just make sure that they're working well. And if you don't have them, please have one installed or ask somebody to help. I was just reading some in our Iowa Firefighter Association newspaper that we get every month that the number of lives that were saved was 271, I think, lives saved because of smoke alarms last year alone. So there's been a statewide initiative to increase the number of smoke detectors that are in houses, and it's really important. So,
Jody, any last thoughts you'd like to share?
Well, no matter how sick or not sick you think you are, it never hurts to call us. We can always go back home, but sometimes every second counts. So just if you think you need somebody, some extra help, don't be afraid to call.
These guys are quite an asset to Pellicore and the community, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, in rural Iowa, most of the smaller communities have volunteers who do all of this important work. It's not like Des Moines where you have paid staff to do that. These are volunteers who do it just because they're quality people who care about people, and we do certainly appreciate them. And I'd like to also add that Jim Walker was recently recognized with the Governor's Volunteer Award. We've also had one of our team members in Carroll who received that a year or so ago. So it really tells you that we are blessed with really top quality people.
Thanks to Jody Pothoven, Mary Van Zante, Lance Van Zee, and Jim Walker for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.